thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
If you're a guide dog user or a white cane user, you know the challenges there are on getting to know a new environment. Blind Dave, Dave Healy, he recently moved home and house, and well, how are you getting on with your new roots?
Yeah, not bad.
you've been to the pub yet?
I found it. I kind of did, eventually. Can I say a quick hello? I don't know whether the young gentleman of 85 who's blind, who's had a copy of my book from the RNIB, his daughter's rung. I've just literally put the phone down because you rang me. And I'd just like to say hello to the gentleman who lives in Morecambe. And if he's found 730 on Freeview, he's going to be listening to us. So, and I never caught his name. So thanks for getting in touch. But, it can be a nightmare. It is a nightmare, but it's, you know, a blessing in disguise sometimes. But I've walked from West Brom Town back to the house that we're in now without too many problems. But I haven't attempted back into West Brom yet. And as the wind's blowing a gale, and I've just been told West Brom High Street's closed down because there's been something blown off for us. I won't be doing it today either. But to get up to the pub, I crossed over the road from the house and I thought, well, I'll keep this route separate, the pub. So I crossed three roads and then the pub's on the corner. When I eventually got into the pub, they said, oh yeah, there's a new little outbuilding being done. He took me in the outbuilding, he took me up the alleyway. I don't know where he was trying to take me, but it weren't the proper place to get a pint, if you know what I'm saying.
So you're saying Seamus let you down?
He did on that particular evening.
Poor Seamus.
I know. But eventually we got in there, and I said to the lady, I thought you'd move the pub, and then I was explaining what had happened. He was trying to take you in the new outbuilding.
But the thing is, people do think that your guide, or we should say Seamus is your guide wolf, but we should say that, I mean, a lot of people think that the dogs know the routes automatically, don't they?
Exactly. Mm. And now, you know, I've had this self-same conversation since I've moved in the house, and bumped into an awful lot of people, you know, because people sort of know of me for what I've been up to. But obviously, as soon as they see Seamus, you know, a lovely big German shepherd, they want to stop and have a little chin wag and whatnot. But a lot of people ask the question, and I am totally surprised, and I've said this for the latter couple of years, why guide dogs do not promote it more. Because they say, oh, does the dog cross you the road? No, the dog doesn't cross us across the road. What the dog does, he gets us safely to a curb. Then it's down to us to listen and to make that safe decision when to cross the road. Oh, and what about when this happens and that happens? And I go, no. And don't get me wrong, I'm never afraid of talking about it, because I think the more that you can talk to people, the more they are aware of it, the more that they will be inclined to help either myself or others. You know what I mean? But it's amazing how ignorant, and I say that in the nicest possible way, how ignorant people are to what the dogs actually do.
And then the thing that confuses that is that a good guide dogs will start to know and learn your routes, that you
definitely
will be able to say, take me to the pub, and Seamus will go, not again.
Well, I mean, I lived at the other house for 20 years plus. And, you know, we come out of the gate, be it the front gate, the back gate. If I turned right, he got an idea we were going to go to one of three places. Turn left the same and straight on the same. So they do. They route and they know, you know, or they have an idea where you're going to go. Could be the shop next door tomorrow, and it could be the shop on the left the day after. But they know roughly where you're going to go. And that's great, because when you start doing these routes regular, they're brilliant. And, you know, you can then walk and think, oh, I've got to do this, got to do that. Next thing you know, you miss a door, and you think, oh, hang on. No, not today, mate. Good lad, but next door. And they do. But it is funny how people get this conception that, you know, guide dogs are so clever that you just whisper in the ear and say, I want to go to the brown door third on the left along the high street. Don't quite work that way, but, you know, it's they're good, but they're not that good.
So when you're doing a new route, do you have somebody in the vicinity with you? Go out yourself?
Yeah, me and Deb attempted to walk to the town a couple of weeks ago. And what we tend to do is arm in arm, obviously, got Seamus, and we went one particular route. And then halfway through it, I sort of started walking it just to sort of see where he'd work me. And Deb said, you work very, very well. It was a bit of an awkward, unusual kind of left, right, right, stop across the road, left, right, you know. It was a bit tricky. But I tell you what, he did it, and he performed well. But with the route back into West Bromwich, I know it very well because it's a route that I run pretty well every day. So I know where I'm going, he says. But if it is a new route, because I've got a route that's coming off this new property and going left, coming off this property going right, I ain't got a clue what that's happening down there. But I'm going to get these routes done first, the usual routes or the normal routes I'm going to have to use. And then to go the other way, there's a bit of, there's some shopping and stuff down there. I'll do that later on. But yeah, I would have Deb or the kids walk with me a couple of times so that he's got an idea where we're going. And then after that, once he's done it once, maybe twice, he's got it sussed. You know, he's a clever lad.
No, it sounds good, and I think being lost, it doesn't matter whether you're a mile away from home or half a mile or 20 miles, lost is lost, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. Well, I mean, it's like now in West Bromwich, I've got a little bit confused at times because, like over Christmas, for argument's sake, they had like an equivalent of a German market in the middle of the high street. Now, I wasn't aware of it, got up there, and he was sort of taking me through these. Well, the stores weren't in line. There was some on the footpath, some here. And it was like a bit of a maze. And I thought, where am I? Because I've gone left and right that many times, you know, on the high street, which I don't normally. And I thought, oh, blow this. Well, I just let him have his head then, because I know exactly, if I'm lost in West Brom, where he's going to take me. And he did, straight to the butcher's.
There you go, to get your cheese?
To get my cheese. But once I hit the butcher's door, they'll go, morning, Dan. I go, thank you very much. I know exactly where I am now. So I can put myself then where I want to go. But 9 times out of 10, they do find a point of interest, which if lost, that's where they'll take you. And if you let them have their head then, you'll know exactly where you are.
Was it Wixie that had your guide dog had the faulty steering?
Yeah, he did have he was a bit faulty at times.
You ended up in the middle of a roundabout, did you not?
Oh, no, sorry. That was Peter, my very, very first one. Oh, yeah. How he got me across... Oh, my goodness me.
How many years have we been doing this?
I know. And he got me across whoever it is, I'll ring about.
They're obviously not listening.
He got me across a 3-lane dual carriageway into the central reservation. I never got killed. And how I got there and how I didn't realise what he was doing at the time, I do not know. So it was absolutely amazing. But yeah, he was a darling, that one. But I mean, you know, we've been talking about today, before we come on air, about the winds, you know, and I mean, how horrendous it's been today. But I'm not going up the town because the high street's been closed down. But it's like Deb said, just be careful if you do go up there, because when you're walking with the dog, obviously we don't use our sight. We have to listen. And it's amazing how a windy day like today can totally take you off the route and where you're going. Because you can't hear traffic. You can't hear people approaching. You don't hear when you're passing bus stops or, you know, the normal things that you hear. And even that, it's amazing how you can sort of get detracted. And especially if you've got a bit of a dog who's a nosy so-and-so and he wants to sort of, you're not telling me off today. I'll go left today. So it is amazing.
Dave, always a pleasure to chat with you. And giving us an insight into your side of the guide dog there. Now, you've got lots going on and you've got the big challenge this year. How do we follow you? Don't give us everything because we've only got till 6 o'clock.
Okay. Well, you can go onto the website, which is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Healy spelled H-E-E-L-E. Or you can go on Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy. Or you can go on Twitter at Blind Dave Healy. There's others. I ain't got a clue what they am, Simon. If you go on the website, you'll find them.
I tell you what, give us them all then. Dave, it's always a pleasure. Now, don't you be going out unless you've got somebody responsible with you today.
Mate, I tell you what, I've walked down the bottom of the garden today, the fence panel's in Seamus's pen, so I think we may even stay in and out of the garden, mate. So West Bromwich has got no chance today. So hopefully we won't be doing our Mary Poppins trick and we won't be ending up in Edinburgh.
All right, Dave. Well, catch up with you next week.
So, speak to you soon, mate.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.